So as a first take at thinking through what our effective model of resistance, our holistic self-defense practice for forming ourselves into a people that believes in our right to happiness, I'm suggesting that it must start with the right story. That's key. That if we're not beginning with accurate information, you know that, I guess it's an IT expression, garbage in, garbage out. Well, it could not be more true than when we are trying to get our freedom. The difficulty facing us, and these are excerpts from most of what I'm going to be saying is excerpted from previous shows. The difficulty facing us, we who are determined to get our freedom, is that the difficulty facing us has been intentionally misidentified throughout the course of our lives. The fact that hidden folks, powers, agents, have insinuated themselves into every nook and cranny of our lives, and especially into our resistance, may feel like a new thing, but only because we're only now confronting it openly with tools that allow us to discuss the strategy globally. When we read excerpts from Karl Marx's 18th Brumaire, his examination of the December 10 society, we learned that it has been going on as a global strategy, thinking in terms of the interstate system, for at least, on the part of the global state statesmen, for at least 1.5 centuries. Now, Marx was looking for money and means, so to theorize how we, the people, would conquer these things and so get our freedom. But I think he had what we've been arguing in this space is that he had his eyes on the wrong thing. It wouldn't have occurred to him. And how could it? It was an incipient, it was just beginning as he was looking around him in around 1850. It would not have occurred to him to look for child-rearing activists as the front line of the assault against we the people. It has not occurred to most of the left up to now. Again, another one of those suppressed discussions. Looking for a bunch of Humboldts and Cousins, installing those systems that would make us all, rulers and ruled, shepherds and sheep, obedient to and lusting for authority. Because that's how we got conquered. That's what he needed his eyes on, not the stage, the theater. Now others, like Albert O. Hirschman, who wrote The Passions and the Interests, saw a different trajectory, the evolution of statecraft, putting the hand that crafts their acts before the abstractions that thought creates to legitimate those actions. Because explanation in terms of inherent laws of development is necessarily legitimization. What Hirschman found, and as I said, this is a dense, concise, packed description of what will be fleshed out discussions that were fleshed out in the shows referenced and that we need to be having, I believe, with our brothers and sisters in our communities. What Hirschman found, a continuously renewed and strengthened attendance to Plato's dictum, there must be no split in the unity of the master class, i.e. the point then, now, and ever will be, while it lasts, preserving class, which means herding the cattle. And that, again, is suppressed discussion, not heard over the airwaves for reasons that are obvious. If you have folks who are ruling behind scenes who want to remain hidden, there are many buffers that you install between yourselves and those who are trying to figure this out.